This meditation is inspired by Thich Nhat Hanh and is called Space Free. It is a practice that he recommends we use when we're too busy or overburdened, have no space inside ourselves or around ourselves, or time just to be. So we start by finding a comfortable position in any posture, but I'll guide this meditation as if you're standing up. And you can adapt the instructions if you choose a different position. Many Chinese call standing meditation the million-dollar secret of Qigong, as standing is an essential practice enabling us to connect with the qi of the universe. When we're standing, we're in the optimal position for qi gathering and flow. So any places that are out of balance come into the foreground of awareness and give us the opportunity for transformation and healing. So if you feel discomfort, the invitation is to hold the posture and move towards the pain or discomfort. If that's okay, you can soften and let go into the tense areas. On each exhalation, you can imagine the tension and congestion dropping and releasing through the soles of the feet. However, if the discomfort is overwhelming, just bring your attention back to your breathing. So, standing with feet shoulder-width apart and parallel, checking that they're symmetric in this way and realigning if necessary. Playing with your balance and weight until you find a natural resting position where you're feeling firmly grounded and solid. Maybe rocking back and forth until you settle. Many of us have been told to stand on our own 2 feet. And unfortunately, we're doing this rather than standing on the ground. So maximize your contact with the ground. Spread your toes. Make sure you're not favoring your heels or your toes, the inside or the outside of your feet, but letting your weight sink downward and be evenly distributed and letting the ground hold you. When you're in a comfortable position, we're going to start. So as you stand, bring your awareness first to the arches of the feet. This area in the centre of the foot is known as bubbling well point, the place where we can become sensitive to earth energy bubbling up into the body. One reason for maximising our contact with the ground is so that we can create an energetic connection between the bubbling well points and the ground. This way, yin energy, the earth energy, can feed us. So now becoming aware of that point at the crown of your head. This way we can truly feel our bodies as a connecting medium between heaven and earth. The crown in touch with the heavens, the bubbling well points in the feet in touch with the earth. Having some awareness of these energetic areas enables us to increase our ability to collect qi. So the knees are unlocked and slightly bent. In fact, all the joints in the body should have a slight bend or give in them. Letting the arms and shoulders hang loose and soft. When the joints are locked, it creates a block of qi flow. It's like creating a dam in the river. The spine is long and open. The tailbone is pulled gently down and the head is lifted gently up, stretching the vertebrae not just in the back of the neck, but throughout the whole spine. It's as if the spinal cord is a string, and you're taking the two ends and pulling it slightly more taut, so that each vertebrae is like a bead on that string, with a little bit of space between each one. No clamping, no shrinking of the back. The chest is relaxed and heavy, as though the sternum is sunk down without being depressed. And the abdomen is soft and relaxed, so the diaphragm is free. We don't want to pull the stomach in. Don't worry about how you look, just about how you feel. All the weight of the body is dropped down into the support of the ground. We don't need to pull ourselves away from that support, nor do we need to press ourselves into it. We simply allow the ground to support the body. So if you're happy that the posture is dignified and open and comfortable, the head in a natural resting position, you should feel at ease. The eyes can be open or closed, with a very soft downward focus, chin slightly tucked. The arms are rounded in front of the chest, forming a sphere about the height of the breastbone. The hands are the height of the breastbone, about 2 or 3 feet in front of you. It's as if the arms, palms, wrists and hands are embracing a large beach ball against the chest with minimum effort, without tension. Your hands are facing inward towards the breastbone. The arms are rounded. The elbows are dipping slightly below the wrist to help your shoulders relaxed. We're using the minimum amount of effort to hold the arms up and hands towards the chest. As long as the posture is rounded and comfortable and the feeling that your body is dropped into the ground. Now bringing attention to the breath. No need to change. Letting the lower belly expand on the in-breath and the natural contraction on the out-breath. Letting all the internal organs be massaged and let go. This regulates your blood pressure and reduces anxiety. On an in-breath, breathing in, I see myself as space. Breathing out, I feel free. On the in-breath, breathing in, I see myself as space. Breathing out, I feel free. Space is a symbol of liberty. If you don't have space around you, you cannot move. So if you want to be happy, you need to allow yourself some space outside you and inside you. Those of us who have more space inside and around us are happier than other people. Therefore, this practice is to bring space into you and around you. If you want your beloved one to be happy, give your loved one some space inside and around. If you want to be happy, give yourself some space inside and around. When you arrange flowers, you should know that each flower needs some space so that it can radiate its beauty and freshness. So next time when you arrange flowers, don't use so many and give each flower lots of space. Human beings are like flowers. They should be allowed space inside and outside in order to be happy. Practicing like this is to allow space inside, space outside. Space like this you can't rent. It can only be obtained by the practice. You practice in order to offer freedom, to offer emptiness to yourself and to others. If you have too many projects, if you're busy with too many things, you cannot be happy. So throw away some things in order to have space inside you and around you. Breathing in, I see myself as space. Breathing out, I feel free. Breathing in, I see myself as space. Breathing out, I feel free. And so now, in the time that remains, continuing to sustain space-free meditation on your own in silence until you hear the sound of the bell.